Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, from a tour of Greece where he wowed Athens. And I mean wowed Athens. There are people, I'm getting texts left and right from the Parthenon about his appearances and how he imparted Penn State football knowledge to them, and they are still talking about it in Greece. Nate Bauer.
Not a ton of Penn State fans in the Grecian islands this time of year, Steve. You'll be surprised to learn.
Yet I will tell you that the ones that are there, wowed.
That's all that matters. That's all that counts.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you? It's great to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. And everybody got a chance. Look, I talked to Dusty Dvorak for about, 45 minutes on Friday morning. And we were talking about, at one point, the quarterbacks. And I said, you can be looking down at your spot board or whatever. I said, you'll know when Drew Aller comes in. and he laughed. He goes, yeah, you're probably right. So, look, Sean Clifford played really well. So let's put that aside the first. What did you think of the kid?
No, he's good. Look, I'm struggling with this balance, right? Because it seems like it's necessary to allow for the enthusiasm for him that is warranted. Right? Like, I mean, look, that throw to Omari Evans, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Was perfect. Okay.
Yep.
And from the press box, it was funny. A buddy of mine texted me and he was just like, oh my goodness, that ball was on the money. And my instinct was, nah, it didn't look that way to me. Like, it looked like Evans kind of ran it out and got under the pass, right? Like, it didn't feel as though the pass was that perfect. And then I saw about four replays of it, and it was like, oh, no, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
that was a perfect ball that he threw.
But let's go to the freshman receiver. Watch the route he runs. He's open because of the route he ran. That was a fabulous route.
It is all of the things, and you know, I feel like we talk about this occasionally, but James Franklin does not get enough credit for his honesty in terms of the assessments that he provides, right? I mean, I think that when you look at this true freshman class, he's been talking about it since June. Right? I mean,
right.
He's been talking about not only the guys that came in January, but just the class as a whole and what their potential was for this season. And so I think that there's been, again, not only for the media in terms of how we present this information, but for James Franklin himself, he's tried to, not go overboard in how he talks about these guys, but there's no question that the buzz and the excitement and all the things that happened in the stadium in the second half on Saturday afternoon all align. They all align with everything that's been talked about for the past 6 months.
I mean, to me, what they've done, besides getting several into the rotation, they've changed the depth quotient here. And I think that is a big element here, because you look at any of the top teams, they're able to absorb problems, and they all have them. Everybody does. Clemson has them, Ohio State has them, Alabama has them, but they've been able to absorb it. This class allows them to absorb it, I think.
I think very much so. I actually wrote about it yesterday that Penn State needed to beat somebody up, right? This has been a two-year deal where they just haven't, and obviously the COVID year was what it was, but they just haven't had the opportunities to comfortably get backups into games. And Franklin talked about it this offseason. I think that he realized and somewhat acknowledged that there were some circumstances last year that were probably a mistake, right? That it ended up hurting them, obviously at Iowa, but even after Iowa, that they hadn't been able to, and again, this is kind of a combination of factors, but that they hadn't been able to take advantage of that Indiana game, right? The Ball State game.
Right.
They won 44 to
even the Villanova game, because they put the offense out there, and then Villanova against the thirds put together two long time consuming drives. The offense never really got out there.
Very much so. Very much so. And so the chances that they had last season were wasted. And if you look at the way that those two games played out, Ball State last year and obviously Ohio on Saturday, they were actually very similar in terms of the score at the half and how the game was kind of proceeding. But Penn State was able to like, they made the decision to get Aller in the game as soon as they did in the second half, and it paid dividends. They desperately needed a situation like they had on Saturday. It's not gonna get a ton of publicity, but they really needed to have an opportunity like that, and they took advantage of it.
Well, what was interesting to me, and it was when we interviewed James afterward, part of my question was, he not only put Drew Aller in the game, he put them in with the ones.
Yep.
See, and I think that was invaluable to Drew, that he worked with the ones in a game situation.
Totally. It. I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, but it had. Look, you don't necessarily know how you're going to draw these things up, right? But you have to get guys like Drew involved in the season. He was never going to be, or it didn't appear to me at any point this offseason, that it was ever his show, right? He wasn't going to actually challenge Sean Clifford for that starting spot. But you got to be able to find and carve out spaces to involve him, to get him as part of the action. And guys like, obviously, Nick Singleton was going to make a push. There are some other guys that are in that realm of, Dennis Sutton has to play. You have to find a way to get these guys to play in today's day and age of transfer portal and NIL and all of those other things. And they've been able to draw that up and do it perfectly through the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's interesting because Dennis Sutton, look, what's interesting to me is every freshman played better in this game than they did the first game. Dennis Sutton played much better in this game than the first game. Remember, he didn't come in until the middle or latter part of May, I think, something like that, because McDonough doesn't let you leave early. And this is
You know what, Steve? It was actually June 11th.
June 11th, okay. June 11th?
Yep.
And so he didn't have the spring here.
Yep.
And, and he's already playing, and I think that's really important along the way. What were a couple of other things maybe under the radar that you saw that you liked?
Well, obviously Singleton isn't under the radar. He's front and center, but
right.
It's huge. It changes everything. I thought that what Franklin brought up in the post game summarized it perfectly, because it's not just about the fact that he can break off an 80-yard run. It's the fact that defensive coordinators now have to account for it,
mm-hmm.
and defensive coordinators accounting for it completely changes the complexion of the season for Sean Clifford and for Mike Yurcich.
And can I add one other part to that? For anybody who's asking why Drew Aller ran, when he comes into the game, if he has to come into a game, if he does, guess what? They know he can do it. It's on tape. That's why they put it in there.
Yep, very much so. And so those, I think that those are it's not the front and center. Nick Singleton being spectacular and Drew Aller being spectacular or really good are their own thing. That's what's going to be front and center. But the ramifications and the things that it does to open up the offense for all of those other pieces. Hey, surprise, surprise. The offensive line is a lot better when Nick Singleton runs for 70 yards.
Right? Yeah.
Like,
instant improvement.
Instant improvement. And so, I think that those are important. But I do actually think that the offensive line did take a little bit of a step on Saturday. I thought that some of the blocks that set up those runs were better. Beyond that, Abdul Carter is the real deal.
Yep.
He's instinct, So that's I think is important. I think that I have two questions coming out of Saturday. I still have a little bit of question about that defensive line, and I'm starting to wonder why some of the interception opportunity, you know, it was kind of a one-off, maybe it felt like against Purdue, but I thought that there were some opportunities that Penn State's secondary wasn't able to corral on Saturday as well. That look, these are you got to make the play. You know, interceptions are life-changing, as Anthony Poindexter once said. Yeah. So you got to capitalize when those opportunities come, and certainly I think in Finley this weekend, they're going to have some more of those opportunities that you got to maximize.
Yeah, he threw two against San Jose State in the first half, which were important. I feel like a broken record. I feel like I'm saying exactly the same thing I said a year ago. You watch Auburn through two games, and I have no idea how good they are.
Yes. The running backs are good.
Well, we know, Bigsby, Hunter, Alston, they're good. Tight end, Schenker, really good. Hall, 29, the defensive end. Whoa, big-time player. I mean, NFL player. A lot of the other stuff, I'm not sure. Riley's 13, the inside linebacker, is a good player. But everything else, I'm not sure about. I just don't know.
I can tell you that based on the reactions of some of the Auburn communities that I perused online today, they're not real sure either. Those fans aren't real sure either. Not a ton of satisfaction about how that game played out for them on Saturday.
Yeah, and that was, I thought San Jose State was really well prepared, but I felt like that when they got behind, they kept trying to rely on the same game plan, and he never once went for it on fourth down. Like, geez, come on, play to win.
Yeah, right, it's funny, but I gave Ohio a lot of credit for that on Saturday.
Oh yeah, right? No,
late in the first half to keep coming.
Yep,
you know, to not pack it up.
No. I agree with you. And I like, by the way, Rourke's numbers are not good in the game. I thought Rourke, the quarterback, played very well despite what his numbers say.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback.
Yes.
He's a good quarterback. It was very clear from that FAU game. I didn't do a ton of research on Ohio, but that's an offense that can play. And he's a quarterback who can play, and Penn State should probably feel pretty good about giving up just 10 on Saturday.
All right, great to have you back. Watch My Big Fat Greek Wedding. That's really good. That'll be good for you. Don't watch don't watch the sequel. It doesn't matter.
A lot of cucumbers in my diet now. You know, cucumbers, green peppers,
olives,
right? Olives always. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Gonna keep you alive.
Yeah. Something like that.
Those 300-yard drives down the middle, wedge to the green. What do they
live for?
I always refer to it as Jack Ham Wedge when Barney Amore puts it down there. All right. I can tell you right
he
now.
He can play.
He can play.
Barney.
Oh, he can play.
Barney.
No doubt. He's quietly been terrific. So.
Yep.
And
punter, you.
In fact, you could help me out. Which number 6 is back there on punt returns for Auburn? That'd be great. Thanks.
I'll check in with you on Saturday.
They both. I'm literally going to watch warm-ups, and I'm going to see, I guess one of them wears a wristband, and I got to figure out which one it is. So that's all these little things you got to do. Whatever.
You're a veteran. You're a pro's pro. You've been doing this for decades. Yeah. I can count on you.
It's my job to get it done. All right. My friend, thank you. See you down there.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.